This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We spent some time last week, because it's our job, leafing through the Federal Reserve's most recent beige book, The Central Bank's Regional and Anecdotal Look at This Economy. And this tidbit from the Boston Fed caught our eye. Here's a quote. Following two summers of worker shortages on Cape Cod, some restaurant and hotel owners there have achieved efficiencies, enabling them to operate with a smaller staff. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes went looking to see just what those efficiencies might be.
Used to be, if you wanted to order takeout from Mac Seafood, which has multiple locations on Cape Cod, you had to call them up. And Mac Hay, the owner, says those conversations could get lengthy.
You ask a question to the person that's taking the order, they turn around and ask the people in the room, did we want to add onions? And then it's like, oh my God, you know, you're waiting there and you got five people on hold.
Then, during the pandemic, they adopted online ordering. Hay estimates it saved 5 to 7 minutes of staff time on each order. Hotels have turned to tech, too, in some cases eliminating a concierge and having people check in on their phones. Stephen Pratt's a professor of tourism at the University of Central Florida.
You lose the human touch a little bit, but for many of these things, they're transactional business people.
In fact, our desire to avoid the human touch during the pandemic gave hotels the opportunity to make certain services that had once been expected more a la carte, like room cleaning. David Sherwin is a professor at Cornell School of Hotel Administration.
At the beginning, we didn't want people in our rooms. I don't need turndown service. I don't know where you've been, you know.
Hotels also need fewer staff to actually manage staff and are turning to software instead.
If the shift comes available, it goes, Stephanie, to you first. You have 15 minutes or 10 minutes or 5 minutes. And if you don't get it, then it goes to me. And so it's all automated. That used to be a human making phone calls.
It's also key to think carefully about which humans you do hire, says restaurant owner Mac Hay.
When there's a labor shortage, even though you might want to just grab anybody that can fill the shift, you really want to still keep your standards high and hire a high-quality employee.
Because, as tourism professor Stephen Pratt points out, when people think about hospitality, they may say they're going someplace for the sights or the food, but what they'll remember are the people they meet. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.